Today I want to talk to you about hardness of heart. What does that actually mean, to have a hard heart? Well, you know, it means to have a heart established on yourself and not looking at no one else and the concerns and the cares of other and the feelings of other, but always looking through the perception of the ego, or it's about me. Did you know how your heart can become hard? The Bible tells us it becomes hard through the deceitfulness of sin. Well, how can that happen, you ask? Well, the more you sin, the more desensitized your heart becomes toward God. You know, that's the great thing about the new birth, about the new covenant that we as believers in Christ enjoy. You know, back in the Old Testament days, under the Old Covenant, their heart could not be circumcised. In other words, their heart could not be softened to house the glory of God. They could not hear from God as individual people. You know, we know the Holy Spirit came upon some of them and prophesied about the Messiah coming and things like that. But as a whole, people, all creation, has had a hard heart ever since the fall of man in Adam. Ever since then, God has been on the outside of the heart, trying to communicate to the heart, but the heart, through the deceitfulness of sin, has stopped God from actually trying to communicate with us on a heart level. So God's plan and His intention has always been to communicate with His creation on a heart level. And you know, I know a lot of grace folks, we get the wrong impression about the grace message sometimes in saying that it will produce sin, or that it's okay to go and sin since you know, come to this revelation that God loves you apart from your performance, apart from your works. But did you know you can go and continue in sin and that grace will not do you a bit of good? You know, grace is what softens your heart to where you can hear God's voice, to where you can hear God's leading by the Holy Spirit, Him talking to you. And see, all sin is deceit. You know, we know that Eve was deceived by the serpent in the garden, and that's the deceitfulness of sin. And so all the human race inherited that sin and inherited that hard heart. And so the glory of the new covenant is that God, through the eternal Spirit, through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, has made a way again for Him to communicate with us on a heart level. Anybody who will believe and receive from God can. So the one thing you want to do is you don't want to continue in sin. You know, the Bible says if you've been born of God, if you've died to sin, how can you continue to live in it? You know, sin will destroy you. It will destroy your relationship with God. You know, it will, I'm not saying it will separate God from you, but it will separate you from God. You know, that's not the heart of God. The heart of God is wanting you to enjoy life. He's given you this great Zoe life of God by Jesus through the Spirit. So we need to take every advantage of that benefit that He's given us. So I encourage you today, don't look at sin as something lightly. You know, yes, as sin abounded, grace abounded much more. But once we realize the grace of God and the goodness of God and His love and mercy for us, even while we were sinners, He died for us. You know, the realization of that should grip our hearts so much so with the heart of thankfulness and a gratitude toward Him that we shouldn't want to sin anymore. Because we understand what sin does to us. It hardens our heart. It brings forth death. Let me read a scripture in Hebrews. And this is referring back to the wilderness when the children of Israel was in the desert. And they was rebellious. They was stubborn in their ways. God spoke to them through the mouth of Moses and Aaron, but yet they rebelled against that. After they saw the mighty works of God by delivering them from their enemies out of the bondage of Egypt that they were in. Listen to this. It says, therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you hear His voice, that means God is wanting to speak to you all the time through His Spirit, in communion and heart to heart. Do not harden your hearts as in the day of rebellion, on the day of testing in the wilderness, where your fathers put me to the test and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore I was provoked with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Did you know that you could look at this and think God is an angry and judgmental God? But no, He's just saying, if you cannot perceive who I am, if you do not know my good ways, you cannot enter into a rest. You cannot enter into the Zoe life of God, this joyful, peaceful, bountiful life, this rest that we have in Christ and in His finished work of the cross. That is exactly what this is saying. Take care, brothers, lest any of you with an evil and unbelieving heart lead you to fall away from the living God. See, the unbelieving heart is a heart that is still in sin. It's an unbelief. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. See, sin deceives. It deceives the heart into thinking that something may be good, and then to find out later it's the same thing you thought was good that ends up killing you and takes your life away from you. Now, I'm not talking about a physical death, even though it does, but I mean the death of a relationship, the death of a business, the death of a dream. See, that's what sin does. It dulls your heart and it dulls your perception to see the plan of God and His divine nature and His divine inspiration that wants to come to pass in your life. For we have come to a share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. You see, grace is what establishes you and makes you assure of yourself because God loves you. Grace is what sets you above sin. Grace is what you can take and you can walk above sin. You know, that's what grace does. Grace is the power to overcome and to experience the life of God and to experience true joy and true pleasures that the deceitfulness of sin will make you think that is the true joy and true life. That's what the world wants you to think. Well, I'm here to tell you today that the grace of God empowers you to live above sin. You know, I'm not saying that we don't make mistakes and we don't have issues. But when we go out and habitually sin, what we're doing is habitually rebelling against the grace of God and His goodness that He wants you to have. So I challenge you today, think about these things, because the life of God is in you. And the more you go out and do things that is contrary to your new nature, your new righteous nature, the more and more you're going to stymie the reality of the life of God that's in you. And it can't come out. So I'm beseeching you today to take the grace of God and make full benefit of it for the glory of God and share in the life of Christ, because you have no place in sin. You've been born again. You have a brand new nature. Behold the glory of the Lord, because that's what you are.